Good evening. Hello, this is Tim Barr, and this is Failing Up, recording this podcast on Hump Day. That's right, Hump Day, September 1st, 2021. Approaching Labor Day weekend, the unofficial end of summer. Usually in my mind growing up, Labor Day was the end of summer because usually the following week at some point, not too far after Monday, would be going back into school. Smell of fresh sneakers and clothes that were a little bit too big back in the day because you wanted to grow into them throughout the school year, brand new books and all that kind of stuff. So hated the beginning of school. Oh my goodness gracious. But thank you, Jungle Jim, for that beautiful, beautiful, wonderful musical interlude, beautiful musical introduction. I mean, you just set the mood here as I'm uploading this on Wednesday, Hump Day, September 1st, on the banks of the lovely Seneca River. Oh, the river's so beautiful right now, so calm tonight. Just flowing right over there up to all the way to the Great Lake Ontario, which will then take it right up to St. Lawrence Seaway. Thousand islands, thousands of beautiful islands up there, some big, some small, beautiful homes right into Canada, up, and out into the Atlantic Ocean and right throughout the world. If you make a left, you're going to end up in Toronto, Buffalo, beautiful Niagara Falls, Great Lakes, just wonderful, wonderful connection of water bodies, huge Great Lakes, inland oceans, we call them. Everybody near a Great Lake might refer to it as the inland oceans. Really just wonderful. If you ever get a chance, head up into the New York area. Of course, if you go south from you're going to end up in the greatest city of the planet, and that's New York City, the Big Apple, right on the Atlantic Ocean, Long Island Sound, and the great New York City. Financial epicenter, entertainment epicenter, arts epicenter, tries to be the sports epicenter for the most part. But New York City, what a great place. What a great state this is. You can get out of the state and go from the world's greatest city up to mountains and forest lands of the Adirondacks and all the way out to the west to Niagara Falls, and a lot of water, mountains, the whole deal. So this is Hump Day, September 1st. A lot going on this week, And what really dawned on me, of course, August 31st, really August 30th at 11:59 was a huge moment in the history of the United States of America when the last military personnel stepped on a plane and left Afghanistan, therefore concluding a 20-year war, America's longest war, our longest war. Really incredible when you think about that. And, you know, I'm struck by the images like everybody else of, you know, it's a humanitarian crisis, those that are still there that need to get out, and all that's occurring around the end of this war. Some say it was, you know, it could have been planned better and that it will all be looked into. But really, at this time, what really sticks out to me and was at the forefront of my mind is 20 years of military individuals who sacrificed their lives, their bodies, those who came back wounded, their families, all the things that many of us take for granted. You know, just getting up in the morning and having a cup of coffee and seeing your kids walk downstairs or being around for the holidays or all of those, being around for the birth of a child, all the things we take for granted. Well, for 20 years, our military personnel have been making those sacrifices. And that's really what's on my mind right now. And all the other elements to withdrawing from this war are coming to the surface. And those emotions will sure bubble up, and I'm sure I'll be talking about them all around on Failing Up. But right now, it's not about me. It's those that need to still get out. It's those that have been able to get out. It's allowing individuals to be relocated. But really, our military, you know, just incredible. You know, I just can't imagine being able to make that sacrifice for that those men and women in the military do, and there's nothing you can really do except honor them, to really express your gratitude, you know, in total awe of what they do for this country and for us on a regular basis. So really just amazing. So that's what am I doing here? There we go. That's where we are. And I just want to say thank you. So I could get a little caught up in that. It's really, really quite a sacrifice. So the other thing that dawned on me this week is I was looking at my pets, our pets and pets, is that it's really important because as you drive around, you see a lot of wild animals sometimes. And there's animals that can have, you know, certain pickup things, rabies. You don't want your pet to get rabies. You want to make sure your dog doesn't get ringworm. Nobody wants to have ring. Nobody wins with ringworm. Growing up, I was always told, don't eat raw hamburger or you're going to get a tapeworm. But you don't want to get ringworm either. So, no one wins in that category. So, in any event, we were over at the vet. The dog got, all the animals have all their shots. They're fully vaccinated against rabies, against, I guess there's a distemperament vaccination. You want to make sure you get them and all of those things. And so it's really important that, they are vaccinated. And then I thought to myself, we get our animals vaccinated. I think almost everybody gets their animals vaccinated. Nobody wants a rabid dog in the house. If you ever want to read a book that's going to make you cry, if you don't cry after reading Old Yeller, you got a problem. But everybody wants their animals vaccinated because you want your animals to be safe and you want to be safe because if, God forbid anything happens to them and they do contract any type of disease, they're going to bring it into the house and they're going to spread it around the family or friends. And so it's really not only protecting your loved pets, which you want to do because they're a valued member. They are a member of the family, not even a valued member, but a member of the family. But you want to protect the rest of the family. And then I got thinking to myself, Tim. If we make sure that our pets get vaccinated, what the heck is the big deal about making sure we're all vaccinated? So if you take the pandemic, okay, you got the pandemic. We got the pandemic. We got this pandemic going on. You take the pandemic and think of it as rabies. You know what I mean? And so do you want to be, rabies, no, so you, and think of the mask as a muzzle, okay? So if you wear a muzzle, you're not going to get rabies because you're not going to get salivated on. Because you can't get rabies just by the saliva. And so, and it does take time for rabies to develop. So you got the mask. So by wearing a mask and getting vaccinated, you are not going to get rabies, nor are you going to give it to anyone in your house or your apartment or wherever you are. I think that most people would want to get a vaccine so they didn't get rabies, a horrible way to go. And they wouldn't want to spread it. So if you take that premise and then you apply it to what we're going through, I don't get it. Why would, what is the issue? What is the issue? And I saw on the news yesterday where there were three conservative radio hosts down in Florida who were preaching against the vaccine and then saying, preaching essentially lies, and they died. They died of COVID. And on their deathbeds, they all said, I wish I had gotten that shot. And I just don't understand why you wouldn't get vaccinated. When I was growing up, let me tell you, I went to Dr. Bladen, our pediatrician. Went to Dr. Bladen. I remember I got a vaccinated shot. I had a scar on my arm. You got this. I don't even know what it was for, but you got it. It was a two-prong shot, whatever you want to call it. And you got a vaccine. You went in, you got a shot, and then it like scabbed up. And I think the scab had to fall off. Yeah, no, you had to go back. You didn't get two shots. You got a shot. It scabbed up, and then you went back to see, if it's, you couldn't touch it, to see if it scabbed up and if the scab fell off. And if the scab fell off, then I guess you were healthy. I don't even know what the vaccine was for, but I got all those shots. I was like, every kid was like a dog. I mean, you were going to the pediatrician and you were getting shot after shot after shot and vaccine after vaccine after vaccine, vaccination after vaccination, so that you didn't spread anything or get anything while you went to school. What's the difference? I don't get it. I just don't get it. You send a kid to school, and don't you want him to be protected and safe and healthy and not get sick? I mean, You know, I was always told to wash my hands and cover your mouth and all that kind of stuff. And this is just like that on steroids. Cover your face and wash your hands and, you know, get the stupid vaccination. I don't understand. I just, you know, it just blows my mind that people would be so against that practice. I mean, if polio was still around, wouldn't you get a polio vaccine? If, you know, all these things that we got vaccinated for. So anyway, I'm on a ramble only because I'm just confused. I mean, I'm confused. I'm confused how it could become such a hotbed, how political stance, how it can become such a divide. You know, everything becomes a divide, and it's kind of interesting that people dig in and how something that, you know, if I think back, you know, if you think back, so say the measles, you get vaccinated against the measles or whatever you got vaccinated against, and say that, I can't imagine that being a political issue in the 1960s where, you know, you had those that were vaccinated again and those that weren't vaccinated against the measles or whatever it was. So I guess I don't get it. I can understand ideology, you know, differences with political ideology. I can understand differences around religion. I can understand differences around diet, for gosh sakes. But when it comes to something like this, I just can't, I can't fathom it. And then there's the dogs and the cats and whatever else animal, whatever, you know, animal you have, get them, you make sure they have their shots. You just make sure they're shot up and they're protected and they don't have anything. Wouldn't you want to do that for yourself and maybe your neighbor? I mean, it's mind-boggling, but you know, this is kind of a different time in that, you know, we're all in. But summer's ending. You know, the end of summer of 2021, and a lot has changed in a year in 2021, and everybody's striving to talk about the new normal. Is there such a thing as a new normal? A new normal? Was it really an old normal? So there's the new normal now. Everybody's, you know, talking about that. I think as soon as you let go of, you know, you appreciate what the world was like before 2020, and you realize that it's never going to be like that again. It's just, you know, it's never going to be like that again. If you go back in time, it's never going to be like it was in 1920 and 30 and 40 and 50. Everything changes, you know, technology changes, everything changes. And so it's never going to be that way again. So why try to make it that way again? I mean, people's values have changed. People's interests have changed. People's experienced. It's kind of like there's been this revelation of I want to be myself and I want to discover myself. So people are in some ways re-energized to pursue their journeys and their passions, I guess. So I don't think Zoom's going away. I think that people are comfortable with Zoom. Maybe it's a great meeting format for some of those individuals who don't like sitting in a room. And so that is the way we are. I mean, that's the way, and I think it's going to maintain that way. And as technology continues to develop, and where, you know, people are more comfortable operating remotely, that's going to be a big. I don't think you're going to see places, office rooms filled up anymore like they used to be. It's just really interesting that, you know, the changes that occurred, and why not embrace them? You know, why not embrace the change? Why not embrace the fact that, you know, coworkers may be a little bit more remote, or you don't have to go in all the time, or your work hours can vary, and you have an opportunity to pursue what you really want to do. So I think, you know, if it's for the betterment of humankind, but, you know, what do I know? I know I'm just rambling on because it's hump day. You know, I'm recording this podcast right now. It's about 10:20 at night on hump day. You hear that? Hump day. That's me clicking a card. Hump day on an evening, the first evening of September 2020. Soon up here, it'll be great foliage. You know, beautiful. Everybody comes up here for the foliage. You know, Vermont and upstate New York. And foliage lasts about a week and a half. And then then it's gray and dark and snowy. But you gotta love the autumn, the color of the leaves, you know, the crisp colors until you have to rake them up and the pumpkins and all that kind of stuff. But you know, summer's pretty much done. People hang on to it, but summer's toast. And it's fall, it's football. I'm sure there'll be people out in stadiums, which will be exciting. And so I think it's really, really a great time of year, the Crispinites up here. And I know, you know, just the thinking of those down there, what a week. You know, what a week. Holy crap. You know, you think about this week, and you think about, you know, you can rag on the leadership of the country, and you can rag on the president, and you can rag on all that stuff. But I'm going to tell you something. Right now. The president of the United States makes, you know, they make mistakes, yes. But if you think about, not just the president of the United States, excuse me there. If you think about what has been on the plate for our leaders in the last 4 days, it's really overwhelming, you know, the fact that there was an exit from the longest war in our country's history. There was an exit, and then there was another mission to get those individuals out, which is still going on, those left behind. And so that while that's going on, a hurricane, a Category 4 hurricane hits Louisiana, devastates the Grand Island down there and the Barrier Islands, just devastates Louisiana during peak heat season. That's going on right now. Major, major disaster down there. And while that's going on, we still have the pandemic in the foreground with cases increasing. And so that's all like a 4 day span. So, you know, when you look at the leaders, not just the president, not just Democrats and not just Republicans, but the leaders and the emergency crews and all the folks that handle that stuff, you know, then you got people who are at work saying, oh my God, I have so much on my plate. I just feel like saying, man, just step back. You don't have anything on your plate. So anyway, that's just me on a little ramble and roll. And here, New York State Fair is still going on. Got some great bands coming up there. Southside Johnny was up here a couple nights ago. Southside Johnny, a great, great, great band. Played with Springsteen down in Asbury Park. So it's nice to have the fairs back, you know, and all that kind of stuff going on. But I'm just rambling because it's, you know, late at night on hump day. I had a few things on my mind with failing up. So I thought, you know, what the heck? Why not get them out? And I hope you around the country and around the world are doing great. I hope you're experiencing health and peace, and those that aren't, I hope that we'll pray that those circumstances change. And I hear Jungle Jim right now, so this is Tim Maher on Failing Up. Get the animals vaccinated, and while you're at it, why don't you go out and get yourself a shot? Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Take it away, Jungle Jim. Ah.